Good evening. It's good to be in the house of the Lord, amen? Amen. It's good to be in the house of the Lord on this most holy Good Friday. I love Good Friday. So some of you guys know me, and some of you guys have seen me before just performing. I like to write poetry sometimes and things about scripture, and the Lord put this on my heart for tonight, for Good Friday. There's one aspect of scripture that it doesn't matter where I'm reading, I kind of always remember it. And that's in the book of Romans 10, verse 17 says, "By faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." And when I read that verse, it puts a conviction in my heart that no matter what we do in life, no matter what songs we sing or activities we partake in, if we can include the gospel in what we do, people can come to Christ. By faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So in everything we do in our songs, and in this case, I like to write poetry, I like to just glorify God and glorify the gospel, because I believe that just by hearing the word of God, people come to faith in Christ. And that's the most incredible thing I could possibly ask for. So tonight, I want you to join me, and I want you to just picture something. Palm Sunday, Jesus the Messiah making his triumphant entry. But shouldn't a king be riding in on a Bentley? I wonder what went through the head of that Jerusalem sentry when he saw Jesus of Nazareth. Probably confused, like he's lost in a labyrinth, the Messiah riding in on a donkey? See, he couldn't remember what the rabbis taught in the synagogue, because if he did, he'd realize that this Son of God would come riding in on a foal. Don't believe me, just peel back Zechariah's scroll. It's the only thing to make you truly whole. Thy king cometh having salvation. But I digress. After all, I wrote this poem to attest the moments before Jesus' death. See, they started out waving palm branches, singing and praising, breaking out into dances. Hosanna to the Son of David. Not even a week later, they'd scream, "Crucify him, we hate him." Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. A few days later, they'd arrest him with the sword. Hosanna in the highest. Hearts so wicked, their souls were the driest. They cheered him like a superhero. But that hero became a zero when he cleared out the temple. These money changers must have thought he was mental. My temple is a house of prayer. Instead, they made it a den of thieves, like their own personal lair. A lair full of liars, a lair full of sires. Each man making himself king, taking advantage of the buyers. Liars and sires and buyers, that's a trilogy. But I need a trinity, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, that puts the thrill in me. Love me so much he would die for me, a divine being, taking on flesh without compromising how high he is. That's love. On the way back from Bethany, he cursed the fig tree. No fruit for the tree was barren. My Jesus is so lovely, he's the rose of Sharon. The time of judgment for Israel was nigh, but first he had to die. Departing from the temple towards the Mount of Olives, Jesus the Christ, that's who God is, but he still wasn't done with his ministry. He still had some teaching to do, you see, looking directly at the Pharisees, spreading rumors and lies, straight doctrinal heresies. Woe unto you scribes and Pharisees, dead men rotting inside pretty white sepulchers, spiritual embezzlers, men of iniquity and lawlessness. Just listen to how boss this is. This is the one who raised up Ezekiel's dry bones, and if they repented of their sin, he could roll away their stones. Jesus told his disciples he would do it on his own, like he did with Lazarus. Undeniable historical fact, just ask Tacitus. Jesus went on up, giving his Olivet discourse, foretelling his coming, riding in on a white horse. But while he was still talking about his second coming, Judas Iscariot was out for him gunning. Conspiring with the Sanhedrin, showing his true colors, a true heathen, so much guilt, hung himself to quit breathing. Thursday, Last Supper, breaking bread in the upper. The time for his suffering was very soon, last time for fellowship in the upper room. Break this bread and drink this cup in remembrance of me. Now let's go pray in Gethsemane. Drops of blood coming out of me. Father, if there's another way, please take this cup from me. Blood pooling on the ground. What is that sound? Soldiers on the way. Today is the day. Delivered into the hands of Caiaphas. Jesus Christ betrayed with a kiss. Surrounded by the bulls of Bashan. Barking and roaring. Surrounded by Dashans. getting beat down by cats and dogs, but let me tell you something, these cats ain't pretty. They've got 9 tails and the pain is gritty, all going down in the holy city. Israel rejected their Messiah, what a sad pity. But don't get so sentimental, because now I'm looking at you, judgmental. Don't get offended, all temperamental. Surely it can't be coincidental that every time you sinned against him, the devil smiled as the thorns pricked him. And every time you indulged in iniquity, the nails pierced deeper judiciously. And when all was said and done, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. The spear was thrust in his side, explicit. Jesus took on the sin of the world and died for you and me, was buried in a tomb and rose from the dead in 3. And if you turn from your sin and trust him like a parachute, he'll give you new life way better than a new pair of shoes. I testify to what he did for me, but I still got critics who won't believe. If Jesus loves you so much, where are we at though? Because your life's been looking pretty lean, no Wells Fargo. But the Christian life isn't about a walk and a stroll. What profits a man if he gains the whole world but loses his soul? That's too much blind faith for me. I've got to see it. If Jesus manifested himself to me, then I'd believe it. The power of Christ is alive and well. Don't grieve me, just believe me, because I've seen it in my brother Mauricio, made him an upright man in Christ Magnifico. I've seen it when Christ gave him a new Genesis, filled him with the Holy Spirit, new life change you just can't miss. And I've witnessed it in Valeria. Hold on, bud, I hope I'm not scaring you, but if Christ didn't save you from your sin, the devil would be tearing you. And if Christ didn't save me from my sin, I'd still be drowning in hell. Thank God Jesus pulled me out my cell. What Christ endured on the cross left him maimed. And the fact that I'm the reason makes me ashamed. Put it on my tombstone that I proclaimed, Jesus the Christ, my soul he reclaimed. Sovereign God of the universe, he's got the essentials. Worthy of my worship, all the necessary credentials. He's love, compassion, and mercy. I'm so blessed it's no controversy. He can take away your sin. He can take away the guilt within. He'll take away what makes you blue. Just repent and say, Jesus, I love you too.